probably a book is cheaper today than it was back in 1940 or 50.
That's Michael Meyer of Walden Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Meyer is director of merchandise buying for the 800-store chain based in Stamford, Connecticut. He says, contrary to the prevailing impression, the cost of a book hasn't gone up all that much.
The average price of a hardcover book sold in 1982 was $15.63. That was up a big $1.40, or almost 10% over 1981. That was pretty close to what the national inflation was.
As entertainment, says Meyer, books are truly bargains.
They're probably the cheapest form of entertainment. A Broadway play where you go for 2-3 hours can cost $50 for one seat. You can enjoy a book, read it in 3-4 hours, always being able to take it off your bookshelf and enjoy it again, pass it on to a friend, share it with your wife and family. Can't do that with a play.
And yet, incredibly, fewer than 1% of the population purchase books.
Books are bought by a relatively small percentage of the public. We're a country of over 200 million people. Yet, when we have a big national bestseller in a mass market format, $3, $2.95, we're very lucky if we sell 2 million copies.
But Meyer says that's not the case in Europe, which has a much higher reading population. He admits there is sales resistance to books, mostly because there's less discretionary income available. That's the amount of money people have left over to buy luxuries. Still, Meyer thinks it's an exciting time for the book industry.
Business in most outlets right now is very healthy. I'm seeing a recovery as the nation is beginning to move out of its recessionary times.
Michael Meyer of Walden Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.